So what's the problem? I said, what's the problem? No, I get that you're upset. I really, really get that because you emote very well. Which is good for a former Holovid star. Of course you're a former Holovid star. You're wanted for murder. You can't get much former than that. Wait, is that why you're upset? Wow. Talk about fussy. Fussy. You, I'm calling you fussy. I did exactly what you wanted. I gave you exactly what you asked for, and here you are. Moaning and whinging and whining and... It's a bit rude. In fact, it's very rude. Look, I'm not the one you should be angry with. If anything, you should be mad with yourself. I said you should be mad with... I'm not blaming you. I'm saying this is your fault. This is a fact. Well, you weren't specific. I said you weren't specific. And you need to be specific. Especially when you're working with the djinn. With me. No, not djinn. Djinn. You know what? Just stop. What did you ask me for? No. Don't do that actor thing. What did you specifically say to me? You said you wanted out. That's it. You just said, I want out. You weren't specific. You were just very, very adamant. And I've given you exactly what you asked for. You are most definitely out. You are the very definition of a former Holovid star. You're wanted for murder. There's not much former than that. You know, on your vid, your naivety is endearing. It's tantalizing, it draws you in. But in real life, it's just kind of annoying. It's not djinn, it's djinn. Like a genie. A genie. You wanted out. You wanted free will. You wanted an escape. Well, I got you one. You are officially free. A wanted criminal. Still free, technically. This is what happens when you're not specific. Fussy and unreasonable. I know that you're an actor, former actor, but you don't have to be so dramatic. It's not that big a deal. I said it's not that... Okay. Look, I'm a wanted criminal. And I do all right. Am I wanted for murder? Does it really matter? I said, does it really matter? Wow. Look, you're wanted for murder and you didn't kill anyone. It's not the same. Oh, darling, it is. You've got a lot to learn. This is being a person. It's difficult. It's awkward. It's a little bit shitty. Because that is what life is like when you're not at the top of an ivory tower. When you don't have millions of adoring fans. When you don't have a management corporation managing every facet of your existence. I'm sorry. Now that you're out, it won't be quite so easy. Okay. You're annoyed. Okay, you're very annoyed. You're extremely annoyed. But just for a second, stop. I have a question for you. How did you think I was going to do it? How did you think I was going to do it? How did you think I was going to get you out? Did you ever even spare a thought about that? Of course you didn't. Because you knew my reputation. You knew all about the gin. Not gin! Gin with a J. Gin. No, not gin. You knew my reputation. You knew that I always get the job done. You didn't really care how I did it. You just wanted out. Because you were miserable. Because it wasn't a real life. Right? Oh, I would never understand. Oh, you would be surprised. Look, I will admit I've been a bit harsh. No, not with the framing you for murder. That's just being good at my job. I mean this. I haven't been very nice to you. This has got to be difficult. That's an understatement. This is like a different world for you. You're dealing with a lot. It's overwhelming. It was for me. I'll tell you what. How about a little extra? No charge. Why don't I let you crash here for a few weeks? Help you acclimatize to your new life. Yes, your new life as a wanted criminal. It's not actually that bad. It's not. Well, don't get arrested then. How are you meant to avoid being arrested when everyone knows your face? See, these are the kind of questions you should be asking. Specific questions. You're learning. People don't know your face. Not you. They know who you were. But that's not who you are. You were miserable. You were trapped. You were not the person who's in front of me. people won't recognize you because you're not fake now. You're not edited, you're not controlled, you're you. Even if you is a bit of an asshole. A cute asshole, but still, asshole. But you can be an asshole now. You can be whatever you want, so long as it includes being a wanted criminal. For what it's worth, I prefer this version of you. This asshole, whiny, fussy version of you. Because it's real. And that is unsurprisingly rare in this world. You'll be fine. I'll look after you. Okay, that's insulting. But also, kind of true. You should never trust a djinn. I promise that I'll see you right. I'll help you for a freebie. And I don't ordinarily give freebies. You're going to be alright. It's just going to take some wading through some real life shit to get there. But it'll be fun. It'll be an adventure. Am I lying? Yes, I am. See, specific questions, so useful. No, that was a specific question, I'm just not going to answer it. Well, I never said I would answer all your questions. Fussy. You'll be all right. I promise you. And that's not a lie. It's just going to be really annoying. Really annoying. Just you levels of annoying. But the first thing you need to do is choose a name. No. That's not a name. That's a trademark. That is a marketing campaign. Choose a name. Djinn. No. That's not my name. That's just a street name. A brand, if you will. No one knows my actual name. Why? You know what? I'll tell you. No one knows my actual name because when you know someone's name, you have power over them. It can be false familiarity, a parasocial relationship with a hollow vid star. It can be the way someone says your name, the way it makes you feel. Giving someone your name, well, that gives them power, and you know how it feels to be in someone else's power. Yeah, it sucks. I'll tell you something, though. I used to be a sweetheart. Oh, you'll get it. Or maybe you won't. Either way, my place is your place. You've got a lot to learn. So, why don't we get started? Yes, right now. Oh, I'm sorry, were you doing anything else? Yeah, exactly. Fussy. You know what? That's what I'm going to call you. Fussy. That could be your street name. Fussy. Are you pouting? Wow, that is ridiculously attractive. Don't be like that, Fussy. Tell you what, I'll take you out for breakfast. Oh, it's not breakfast time. Well, see now, that's your first lesson. For a wanted criminal, any time is breakfast time. And I know this fantastic little hole in the wall that is just, oh, wonderful. And you gotta eat. Come on, Fussy. Let's get breakfast.